Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I come before council this morning to request approval for a new land management software system for the office. We're currently using a system that is called the 2020 system, which was originally sold to us by ACS in about 2006. ACS became Xerox, and now they're Condent. They have a new name. I'm not exactly sure how to say it. I've been through the RFP process and been working on this for about a year and a half with the administration, the accounting, and the IT office to come up with a new software system. The Recorder of Deeds office has document management software that is independent of the county's system. It has since, I think, 2002 when it first started to go online, but that predates me. So we started looking at different proposals from different vendors about a year and a half ago, went through the RFP process. There are five central reasons why we think this is the best option. First of all, it has been thoroughly vetted with IT so that it will play well with the county's computer networking system. There's folks here that can address that in more detail if you would like. It offers better workflow for our county employees. The Recorder of Deeds office is a very, very busy place. We've had some turnover this year. We're bringing some new staff that have replaced the old staff online, and that is quite a process. But just for an example right now, if someone brings a deed to the window and wants to record it, a cashier takes that deed, processes the money, collects the taxes and the state forms and whatever might accompany that document. That document then goes to a separate station in the office where it is imaged, which amounts to a scan. Then it goes to a separate station very far down the line when it is processed to return. Most of these documents are actually just given back to the local law offices, but some are actually mailed. This new system, once we're up and running, will allow a cashier to take the document, process it, scan it, take the money, and hand it right back to the person. This system is also much more favorable to online recording. Our current system has some substantial challenges to online recording that is creating a little consternation in the legal community that has no real easy fix. This is also going to allow for online title searches. You know, the primary users of our software, there's a legal community performing title searches for real estate transactions. This will allow them to create their own login, and they can do a title search of our property records entirely online. We completed a process where we've gone fully digital and indexed back to 1952, which we actually started in 2012 at the request of the legal community to have 60 years of land records available online. That is now done. This new system will allow title searchers to create a login and save their own title searches in our system, which will reduce their paper load and their organization. This system is also going to have fraud protection where citizens of the county can come and they can register their name and email on our system, and if there is a deed recorded with their name, they will get an email notification. Fraudulent deeds and identity theft are an issue. We have not seen that really pop up a lot in Sussex County, but in Newcastle County, they have some major issues with people recording a fraudulent deed and then getting a mortgage and literally putting a lien on somebody else's property with a fake deed and a real mortgage, and it's quite a mess. So this will allow people to voluntarily partake in fraud protection. The other one is that this is it is what's called a permanent license. So we're able to, as long as we use this vendor, we have updates that are included in the package. So right now, the system that we bought is largely the system that was available in 2006. We went through and saw, in the RFP process, we had five different vendors come up. This was, we thought it was the best compromise between the costs and the value, and we were able to actually negotiate them a little down on price. And so this is, it's a permanent software license. There is some setup charges where we're going to take our entire database and go from a TIFF image, which is an older, very stable data image, to a PDF, which is a little more user-friendly for the community. And then basically, we're able to pretty radically upgrade our capabilities and I think better present document management for the general public and for the legal community as well.
This would, I assume, then what you just said, Scott, it would help us. I know at times we're always looking for potential space around the building.
Yes.
This would hopefully, that would allow us where the title searchers could be title searching someplace except in our facility.
That's correct. Technically, they could Now, as of this summer, they can get the entire records online, but the system, the search system that we have in our current document management system is, it's just, it's too hard to use. But absolutely, we could offer training, at least initially, probably by the Pioneer Company, but then maybe even by our own staff, to educate the title searchers on how they could use it, and then necessarily reduce the current space that is occupied by the title searchers in the basement.
Scott, one thing you did not mention, I think is important to point out, that under Delaware Code, the resident judge, in this case, Judge Henley Graves, must approve of these kind of changes, and he has and assigned a memo of understanding or a letter agreeing to this change.
I remember we sent him the letter. I didn't know he actually responded.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Questions to council?
Two quick questions, Mike. Go ahead.
Is the end game space? I mean, is that? I mean, I know that there's fraud and all that stuff, but are to Mike's question, are we going to free up any space?
Well, it's probably a question Todd needs to be more involved in. It's not in my purview to decide what the county wants. I think I would say that certainly the goal of updating the software is not to create more available space in the county.
Will it?
It can. That's a decision that you all have to make, because it will give you the flexibility of, you know, one of the ironies of our system is the county provides basically some free office space for the legal community, which it's literally done for dozens, as long as anybody can remember. And that was primarily because the land records, you had to be here to access them efficiently. We think that as this software rolls out, that people will not need to be here. They will still need to be in Sussex County. Mr. Moore can elaborate more on this, but we are not the only records that a title searcher needs to access. They have to go to the prothonotary's office, to the court system. Those are state-run things, but at least of what we control, someone could remotely do a title search.
And this doesn't tie into the prothonotary's office or the state's office or anything like that?
Not in the least.
No.
Totally different system.
Yeah, the end game would be the complete protection of the documents and preservation of the documents to the Recorder of Deeds office, anything that's recorded. And what this system is doing is making better access to the document, better protection, quicker recording, because as he indicated in his presentation, there's been some significant issues with the online recording. And we've had discussions where, you know, you would think you online record something, it hits right away, and it's not. It's been tremendous backlogs. This is a way to fix this.
Yeah, to give you an idea, the current system, the way it accepts online recordings, there is a vendor that the attorney. So if you're a lawyer, you want to record a deed online for a real estate settlement, you don't go straight to us. You go through a vendor. That vendor then submits the documents, ironically, to our vendor. Well, we use two primary companies that are in that business, a company called CSC and a company called Simplifile. There's a number of others, but most of the attorneys primarily use those. There's also a lot of remote companies that record mortgage satisfactions and all that. There's companies from all over the country that do that for large banks. The way these two companies index their files that they send to us, we can't see one of the companies in our system right now. So we literally have to call our vendor and have them reload the queue of online documents. And if we can't get them to respond, which has been an issue, last week we had 200 documents waiting in the queue that we couldn't even see in our system because the current software we're using is so out of date. So this will eliminate that. It'll allow us to keep this going in real time. The interface that our employees will be dealing with is far less complicated, and it's very intuitive, and it will play well with the county's IT.
So, okay. Any more questions?
Are we looking at the cost of this thing? Nope. I mean, is there a number?
Yeah, it's in our, I'm sorry.
I don't have it.
I want to say in rough terms, it's about $150,000 in setup fees and about $25,000 a year. And what it is it's a 1 year annual maintenance contract. As long as we continue to do that, it's limited to a 3% bump. Some of that $24,000 a year will be offset by fee generation, meaning people that want to access the system are going to pay us a little to access the system. But currently, I'm not sure how to estimate that. But some of that ongoing money will be offset. But I'm not sure how much.
It's a one-time salt purchase and then a yearly.
Correct. It's a purchase, it's a, that includes setup and training of our staff, that includes the document conversion from the one file type to the other. And that's a one-time thing to get the whole thing up and running, to bring the folks from Pioneer in here to teach us how to use it, and a transition from the Xerox, sorry, Condent, whatever their name is, to the system. So there's a, and then it's an ongoing thing.
The numbers that we got says a perpetual license is like $65,000.
Correct.
Correct.
About $90,000.
And then their services is for $40,250 from.
If you keep, I'll clear it up.
Okay.
There's a one-time software cost of $65,000. If you scroll down a little bit, the implementation, their service costs, which are the training and conversions, $91,050. So the one-time cost is $156,050. He said $150. So, and then the annual cost that we'll see going forward is $24,000, which right now we're seeing about an annual cost of $50,000. So in 5 years, we'll actually see a savings after we've had this one-time implementation and moving forward. Okay.
More better questions. And cheaper. Right. That's how we roll.
I just said what they just those were just answered my cost questions. So those have been answered. Currently, when somebody wants to record a deed, when you physically have it, or it's what's the timeline process? Answer that's would be question number one. What's the current backlog you got?
We I believe are returning documents from August, July. Which is very
August. So we're 3-4 months out.
Now the document is recorded image that day.
Yeah.
So that's the legal requirement. But the idea of somebody actually getting their deed back. Most people think they treat like car titles, like they pay off their mortgage and they go, "Where's my deed?" That's the number one question I answer on the county's website, and they got it, 20 years ago when they took out the mortgage. But we're that backed up in returning paper documents.
Okay. So 4 months, and this new system will. Same day.
They'll walk out. You record it, you hand me the deed, we scan it, you walk out with the deed.
And we're going to save money 4 years down the road, 4 or 5 years.
Five, if it works out better.
We're going to save money for a better product.
That's the plan.
Okay, that was my summary that I needed to hear from you.
You're also saving a lot of postage, right? If you're having to mail all that stuff
back? Well, technically they're supposed to give us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and sometimes that happens. But we spent about, I think last year's budget was about 6,200 in stamps. Which is down from when I started. So,
any more questions of council? You have a motion, I'll bet.
I would.
Gina's got a motion.
Gina's got a motion. Even better.
We never know who's got the motion.
Sorry,
share this thing.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, through the recommendation of the recorder deeds through an RFP process, approve the purchase for a land records management system from Pioneer Technology Group LLC for a cost of $156,050.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
When's it going to get done? Assuming this gets passed, when is this going to be implemented? When can people start to get same day paperwork back?
I would say conservatively 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months, okay.
I don't know off the top of my head how long they need to transition our stuff and then how long it takes to train. We'll go after it right away.
Okay, yeah, please do. Go after it.
Oh, yeah, you said that already. Yeah, I've got to train them, yeah. Any more questions from council?
What's this about getting rid of old people?
Who said anything about getting rid of old people? Old software.
I misunderstood you.
Old software. Software is old. The people aren't.
Old people.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Any more questions from council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
You're going to have to talk plainer. I'm sorry about that. Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I guess you're next, huh?
He's going to show us.
Not without being asked.
He's going to show us what that
he's paying attention to the agenda.
He's in a hurry. Mr. Hicken, you're right.
You were all in a hurry after this morning. But,
all right.
This is the first time I've used this kind of presentation, so hope it works. But
we do too.
Yeah. This is the closeout to Project 1801, the aeronautical obstruction removal project. As you remember, here. Yeah, that works. We had a grant a couple years ago to do an aerial survey. They identified 7,000 different obstructions that penetrated some surface or another out there. Some of the surfaces were a little more critical than others, and we need to get rid of those as quickly as possible. So we designed a project to do that. We did it the way we normally do it. We took the survey points from the surveyor, got out our AutoCAD program, the aerial pictures, went out and visited the site, and came up with a project. Back in September, you awarded that to Strobert Tree Services for $65,810. So, and that was one of the drawings out of the project. The traditional way of laying this out, and this is what we thought we were going to do, is to have to go out and hire a surveyor to actually take those points, find them in the field, mark the trees, go out and outline the areas to be removed. The cost for all that would be about $8,500 for the surveyor to come in. And that was our intent when we did that. Since that time, I think I showed it the last time, I asked Megan, your boss, and her folks to come in because they became a very big part of this project. We bought this very fancy GPS system, a handheld system, which has accuracy down to about 4 inches if you got a clear view of the sky. So instead of hiring a surveyor, Megan and her team and I, we went out with these and identified the trees. So, and then it's put into a GIS data set, which you can see part of that up here. And actually, there's a cell phone app that goes with this. You can go out and change the status of each one of those points from, to be removed, et cetera. So.
That was $8,500 for the surveyor. Was that included in that original bid or no?
No.
Okay.
No, that would have been separate and on top of that.
That's an expense.
The other part, this will also define areas. You just walk around with it, and it tells you what the area is. It'll draw it on the GIS system. So we did that. And you can see it's the blue line is what we actually did versus what we designed. Some of the difference was had to do with where the base of the trees really were. The aerial picture is not quite right, etc. But I was able to walk around with the contractor, going behind me with his can of paint to show the guy where to clear the trees, and got instant approval from him that yes, this is what we're going to get paid for. This is what needs to be cut. So this is how we came out. Four of the six areas, we actually had less that we actually cleared versus what we designed. A couple of them we went over, including the first one that I showed you. There were two more trees that we identified in the field once we got out there. This is not a very straightforward project. The point that's identified by the aerial survey is that the highest point of the canopy. And that may be one tree, maybe two trees. You don't know until you get out there and actually start cutting trees. So we ended up with two extra trees, and then there was one tree in the middle of a group of trees all by itself that, we could have found that tree, but if you go out there and look, it's just a little bump in the rest of the trees. And we had asked the contractor just clear that whole group of trees. So about another quarter of an acre is what we ended up with. So add that all together, we're $3,631 over our original bid amount. I was asked to show you some pictures of how this looked when they got done. If you remember, we had talked about possibly awarding part of the bid to remove the trees instead of just leaving them in lay. So there's a couple of pictures. Then this is along the railroad tracks.
So we agreed to leave them?
We did. It was too expensive. Most of the trees are not in an area where you can really see them once they're laid down. The individual trees especially, you know, they're out there in the forest, and you drop them, nobody's ever going to see them. There's a couple of areas of trees that we thought may look bad from Park Avenue, and it really... this area here, you can see that over on the right, that's the area they cleared. It really doesn't look that bad. And once the leaves fall off, you're not even going to see it. But there's...
So does it do any good to clear all these trees when we have no right-of-way? No landing spot, landing plane there? We got a road, and the road's in the way. We can't come in anyway.
I think this is for the runway we have today.
This is for the...
Are we looking for the future, getting this cleared up so the road will get out of the way so they can still come in?
I think it's so we can... I think so we can land there right now.
The existing conditions, the existing instrument approaches, nighttime landing capabilities. So they... But it was interesting going through this. Like I said, with using the handheld GPS to be able to do some of the stuff that we normally do other ways and pay other people to do. And need to thank Megan and her folks for helping me out with it. And,
you actually save money.
I think so.
I mean, you spend $8,500 versus using that, and you'd had to still have the trees removed.
Right.
Yeah. Megan, thank you and your staff.
Right now, we have no flight pattern. I mean,
so it was $7,500 savings and a $3,500 overbid.
Yes.
Whatever. I like it.
There you go. You have a motion?
And actually, we didn't buy these for this project. So it was bought for other things. So there's a lot of uses for this that are coming up that had nothing to do with this project. But it gave Megan's folks a chance to get trained and work out the glitches with this thing with this project.
That's good. Yeah, motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract number 18-01 aeronautical obstruction removal be approved, which increases the contract amount by $3,631 for a new total of $69,441, and the substantial completion be granted as of October 27,
2017. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you and your staff.
Yep.
Patty Diptola, Diamond Acres proposed Chapter 95 Street Lake District. Good morning.